Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
New Year's Day is always special, of course. Old habits are given up, new resolutions are born. But one New Year's Day in 1863 stands out for millions of Americans. On that day, nearly 150 years ago, slavery was formally declared illegal by Abraham Lincoln, at least in those states where the Union might gain advantage by such a declaration. Actually, the Emancipation Proclamation, as the declaration was called, consisted of two separate executive orders issued over the course of a year. The first one, issued September 22, 1862, declared the freedom of all slaves in any state of the Confederate States of America that did not return to the Union by January 1, 1863. The second order, issued January 1, 1863, named the specific states where it applied. Thus, many critics pounced on the fact that the proclamation only gave Lincoln the legal basis to free the slaves in the areas of the South that were still in rebellion. It did not, for example, free any slaves of the border states, Kentucky, Missouri, Maryland, Delaware, or even West Virginia, or any of the Southern states already under Union control. However, it did allow for the enrollment of freed slaves into the United States military. During the war, nearly 200,000 blacks joined the Union Army, and most of them were ex-slaves. The Confederacy stubbornly refused to accept slaves in their own militaries. Thus, the proclamation worked to squeeze the Confederate states both economically through the loss of their slave labor and militarily.
As the Union armies conquered the Confederate states, thousands of slaves were freed each day until nearly all were freed by July 1865. Approximately 4 million slaves were freed in total by the end of the war. Slavery was formally ended in every state of the Union with the ratification of the 13th Amendment on December 18th, 1865. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.